All right, Tim, here we go.
All right, all right.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to TMA Live, presented by Bud Select. Live from Hot Shots on Manchester. Broadcasting to the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's TMA Live at Hot Shots on Manchester. And Doug, I've never seen anything like it.
What is it that you've not seen before?
Big Al's massaging a gentleman in a suit. And now he's massaging you.
Where his hands been? All right. Not.
Okay. What a night it is here. It's really kind of a Christmas party.
Oh, sure.
Where the listeners have gathered. There's Matthew Ehrenreich, one of the best in the business. And he has a CJ6 greater than Goob 11.
You like that. You like that.
Do you feel like it's a Crips and Blood situation?
Plowsy's Goob 11 all day, though.
Yes, he
now
is.
They've got gang signs.
I noticed that.
Gang signs at me.
That is odd. I mean, it could be like, what was that? Was that the Soul Train Awards? Or was that the BET Awards? Where Suge Knight sent out a message when he was mad at the East Coast.
Oh,
do you remember it?
I have no clue.
Source Awards. Doug, you were right. You said Source Awards.
I thought I said Source Awards.
That's right.
Oh, hell, I have no idea.
Well, that's what I feel like this is going to be.
Just like the Source Awards here tonight.
Right.
I don't even know what the Source Awards are. What is that?
Oh, that's where Suge Knight said, hey, does the East Coast have no love for us? I think that's verbatim, Mac, and I think it sounded exactly like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, does the East Coast have no love for us?
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cock Talk.
Hey, Iggy, I hope you got on the over the Colts and Broncos. 40.5. You're on it? All right. They're already scoring there. I'm just telling you. It's a bad second there. What a wonderful night it's been, as we've already had Larry Nickel get Robin fed. Hot, too. I think that's the first time
Hot. It's not hot. It just isn't.
She put a little napkin in front of him as she did it.
Yeah, it made it more erotic.
If you say so.
Veiled Robin feeding.
But he did get the finished product.
He did.
Yeah.
And he's happy. I wonder where he is now. Because he kind of gets in a spot where he goes into a different place, so to speak.
By the way, we lost Tawanda totally now. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I think.
Tawanda, we're back from break, ma'am.
We got another bucket of beer over there. That's what happened.
They're ponied up.
Right.
What's going
fed
on?
Fed up with us, frankly.
There is video from Buck Swope of Larry Nickel getting. Is that already made its way to the fan page? It's going to.
Okay, I lived it once, Buck. Thank you.
Now, we've been giving. We have. It's because it is essentially a Christmas party of sorts. We're giving away prizes. We gave away a pair of Blues tickets to the Canadiens game on Tuesday, January 30th. Section 111, too. How do you do? Now, for who is Iggy interviewing, we're giving away a TMA swag bag with multiple T-shirts and a Robin feeding apron. It's time for who is Iggy interviewing? Ernie Hayes, who is participating in this, Seamaster? It looks like Matthew Ehrenreich and a gentleman who normally brings his children. Did he bring them tonight? Brian?
No. Child services called on me.
And they had enough.
I suspect they took them away at this point.
Matthew Ehrenreich, how do you do? I notice you're wearing a CJ6 is greater than Goob 11 shirt, and there's tension in the air.
I am. I'm just glad his kid's not here, because apparently he's really, really good at this. So.
He's undefeated.
Good. Yeah, he's won a couple of
these. He's undefeated, and now he's kind of putting the strap on the line here tonight against you. Heads up. I mean, this is a big night.
And this is a swag bag, right?
Swag bag, baby, swag bag. The name of the contest is Who is Iggy Interviewing? Two contestants identify these B-list celebrities that Iggy has interviewed. Doug, two contestants identify these B-list stars Iggy has interviewed. Brian, you go first. You're the defending champ.
Yes, sir.
All right.
The hint is this.
Actually, Tim will do the audio first.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you get it off the audio, you get 2 points.
Oh.
If you use the additional hint, you get 1 point.
Wow. All right, take a listen.
Go ahead. How are you, Iggy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I still can't get over that we can be on the radio and we're not even in the same building.
I know. It's weird. Hey, buddy, you know I love you. Keep up the good work, and we will catch up soon.
Thank you. Love you.
He didn't even need to hear the clip. He heard a couple of the words.
People assume that's producer Joe, but actually...
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir, Doug. Oh, that's exactly right.
Wow. Well done. And he said he couldn't even hear it.
Just do it.
Well,
Matthew, Aaron Wright, could you hear that audio? Are we having an?
I couldn't hear a thing.
Can't hear it. Do we not have a speaker?
I don't know how he got that.
Where's the speaker?
I'll try to turn it up here.
Maybe you ought to stand closer to the speaker.
Now, why are you scolding the contestants?
Well, they can't stand too close with the wireless mic there, Doug.
Feedback, baby.
The game doesn't work if they can't hear what I'm turning.
It obviously worked for Brian.
All right, don't snap at me.
I'm turning up the volume a little bit, Doug.
All right, that's
Doug, calm down. It's going to be fine.
Okay, I want them to be able to hear.
All right,
Matthew's going to make his way toward the speaker. This is how Dick Clark used to do it.
Right. Where is he?
Oh, hey there, Doug.
Oh, hello, Matthew.
Here it is. Here's more audio. 2 points for Brian.
The new season of Happily Divorced. It's on the TV land. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for everything you're doing with everything, too. Not just cancer and LGBT, but you're getting out there with a voice and you're helping.
Oh, Iggy.
You're the best.
I've heard this drop over and over.
You're disappointed in yourself.
I can already see. This is not a good night for the CJ6.
No.
Ann Hache
is wrong. Brian, an opportunity here for you.
Fran Dresser.
Wow. Doug, this is why he's got the strap.
He's good.
All business.
Kind of shakes his hat. Oh, he just put on the hood. He just put on the hood.
That is so gangsta.
And now it's like the World Series of Poker.
Got a lot of street cred, this fellow.
The action is on Brian with a chance to go up 6-0. And this is tough here. Now, what faction are you a part of? Are you in the CJ6? Are you in the Goom 11? Are you in the Stephen Wildwood 1?
Horton Watkins all day.
Horton Watkins all day.
Ladue High School all day.
It's a nice district.
Well, yeah, sure it is.
Take a listen, if you would, Brian.
Your late husband, Blake Edwards, is one of my favorite. He has done some of my favorite movies, and I say he's a genius, the stuff he did. But I have to go back to SOB, and it's not because of what you did in that movie. I don't know how long it took your husband to tell you, look, Mary Poppins, you need to take your top off.
Brian, the action's on you. A chance to go up 6-0. You like that, Doug? 6-0?
That's got to be the easiest one we've ever had.
Julie Andrews.
No.
Julie Andrews, correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, your reaction threw him.
Right.
Scared me.
No. I was looking down to confirm because there was a stutter step.
Can you do me a favor? Be like Alex Trebek. Pretend you know all the answers without the
And then
sheet.
Be condescending.
Yeah.
I grew my beard just like Tim, by the
Did
way.
You?
Oh, stop it.
Matt, how do you feel? 6-0.
Oh, the call is not working.
I feel like it's Patriots-Falcons. It's halftime.
Oh, you're not giving up the ship. I like this. Action on Matthew Ehrenreich.
I do want to know about your sex life because I think your
sex lives are fascinating. Are you bordering on necrophilia?
I think you're hot. I really think you're hot. You're still hot.
Yeah, well, you're in major trouble.
No, I would bang you right now if you let me.
Ah, Iggy.
What a great conversation. Matt...
So am I allowed a hint after that for 1 point?
You only get 1 point if you get the hint.
I'll take the hint on it.
All right. The hint is this.
She's old and vile. I don't know.
Johnny Carson was her late night mentor. Johnny Carson was her late night mentor.
That's a layup. But that's a gimme.
This is a tough night for the CJ6. Doug, do you wonder about the future of the CJ6?
Sort of. Get that mic up there by your yapper. Any guess at all?
Did Hall of Famer Dave just
come up
and give him the answer?
Hall of Famer just tried to give him the answer.
Doug, did that just happen?
I don't know what happened. No, I don't think he knows it.
I got to put you in the...
That's a big miss.
And now a chance for Brian. And he doesn't know it.
This is pathetic.
Wow.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Tawanda knows it.
Tawanda, you're right.
That is correct.
Tawanda gets a point.
She is very much in this game.
She's going to be asked about Pearl Harbor this time next month. I already can see it coming.
She's in second place right now.
Yeah, Matt. You're being beaten by Tawanda.
you're behind someone who's not playing.
The action now is on Brian.
Watching the videos, and I have, you seem to enjoy it. Now, did you, you know, and a lot of girls don't when they first get into it. They're kind of timid and, you know, I'll do this because I need the money. But, you know, you seem to enjoy it. Were you sexually active young?
Oh! No, but that's a weird question.
Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa is correct.
Yep, sure
and
is.
Now it's 8-0. And at this point, Matt, you have been mathematically eliminated. Mathematically eliminated.
Tough night. Tough night.
Tawanda's still in it.
Tawanda. Matt, anything you want to say to the CJ6 in case they're considering disbanding?
You know what? Disqualify me. I'm done.
You just
gave
up?
Why don't we just let LaWanda play the last...
Okay. Is that her name?
Sure. And she doesn't even listen to the show.
Is it Tawanda or LaWanda?
I want to play Iggy.
LaWanda.
LaWanda, okay.
She doesn't even listen to the show when she got it right.
Sure she did.
LaWanda, you want to play the last two here?
She looks pretty disengaged right now, Iggs.
Come up and play the last two questions. Come on.
Oh, listen to this crowd, Doug. I've never heard an uproar like this. It's like Busch Stadium in 1982. Come on.
There you go. You just got to guess the celebrity.
What?
Okay, don't snap at Iggy.
She's going to be Robin feeding before long.
You have to guess who's being interviewed by Iggy.
Take a listen. You'll
you can't hear me yet. You have to guess who is being interviewed by Iggy.
Don't you have to go near the speaker?
Madam, is this your first day in the country?
We're going to play an audio clip for you.
Yes, I get it.
Okay. You'll have to guess who the interview subject is.
Wonderful. All right, Doug, here it is. This is great.
Give me a bottom line in one day. You and Adam, the most you ever hooked up with in one day.
You mean villains?
Well, add villains.
Are you talking about
villains and then add in chicks?
Are you still back at that? Are you?
Iggy, do you mind rapping? I'm sorry. He has to move on for a live show.
Sure.
Uh-oh. Thank you, citizen.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
What a wonderful interview right there. Tawanda, the action's on you.
There's no action.
She says there's no action.
The original Robin. What?
Batman and Robin. Who is Robin? The actor who played Robin.
And then you can Robin feed.
First
get
name,
the answer.
First name.
She just handed the microphone. Now Iggy's making his move on Tawanda.
Do you watch Batman and Robin in the old days?
Like with Adam West and the other guy.
Adam West and...
I don't know who that guy
was.
For
heaven's
sake. Nobody paid attention to that guy.
Iggy, you're a little too close also.
Step away with Mr. Weinstein.
Just saying, Iggy.
I gave it a shot. She don't want to play either.
Well, I think Brian has won, but... Tim, with your
Doug, I feel like we've all won tonight, don't you?
Yes.
And let's hear it for Tawanda, too.
Tawanda was
well done.
Second place.
Sorry, Iggy was hitting on you at the end. He was.
Can we give Brian one more just as kind of an
just
encore?
Just to see if he can do it, just because this guy's such a great performer.
Yeah, Brian Hoffman was playing this in the office today, and I really want to hear it again.
Yeah, when I talk to my friends about, you know, your movies and her movies, and I usually talk poker, and then I talk about Agnes of God, and most of my friends just want to compare the sister breast in the movies, but...
Oh. Yeah.
Done.
Are we done?
She hung up right there.
That's my favorite.
Meg Tilly hung up.
Meg Tilly. You got Meg Tilly out of that?
That is correct.
And it was right?
Doug, you got to pay attention to the show.
I turn it off. Okay.
Iggy, that was your finest work.
Brian, this is why you own the strap. I mean, who's going to defeat this guy, Doug?
No one. Best there ever was.
It's really pathetic.
I mean, it's impressive. And you got a TMA swag bag. Merry Christmas to you and the tykes who are usually here, who have been unfortunately taken away by Child Services. Really? But I think Child Services is wrong.
Three wins for you now.
Unbelievable.
Pretty high on yourself, aren't you, fella?
Your season-long fantasy football league may be done, but it's not too late to draft a new team and win money with one-week fantasy football at DraftKings. Choose from public contests with huge cash prizes or private contests where you can play against friends. They've even got contests just for beginners. Use code QUARTERBACK at DraftKings.com now to play free with your first deposit for your share of hundreds of thousands of dollars in total prizes this Sunday. That's code QUARTERBACK at DraftKings.com now. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you have any problems with the IRS at all, maybe unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night, and they will do that. If you're facing tax liens, maybe bank levies or wage garnishments, there's a guy you need to know
And that guy is former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton. He is a friend of the show, and he will take care of you if you have any tax problems at all. Here's his website, stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton and stltaxlawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. So don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. Don't get sucked in by that. Call Mark Milton. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today, and Mark Milton will take care of you. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
From the wheel and fire to motorsports and hot yoga in the burbs, we have evolved, Doug. Unless you're most Scotch whiskeys, that is. For some reason, when Scotch was first distilled in 1494, everyone was like, hey, nailed it. Now fetch me bagpipes. But a new Scotch whiskey has arrived. Monkey Shoulder. Monkey Shoulder is defying Scotch as we know it with its cheeky disregard for tradition and ability to transform cocktails. Monkey Shoulder, the evolution of Scotch and the official Scotch whiskey of the morning after.
Please enjoy Monkey Shoulder responsibly.
Doug, not only does he come up with wonderful interviews, he also does the drops of the week.
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
How ticklish are them nips?
I don't know.
You have a breathtaking colon, sir.
There's a fleshlight flying above us.
Or do you just let that steamy meat bulge hang over the panty?
It takes 5 seconds to join browsers.
Part my hot, matted loin fur.
No, talking about the porn industry again, Doug.
Happy holidays, kiddo.
Hey, our dads are brothers. What are you drinking, gal?
How's Doug's colon?
Hey, you're talking about if you have sex with a first cousin. Making out is no big deal.
I burned my wiener on a hot s'more.
What?
That's our show.
Yeah, but I mean, kind of in a nutshell.
It's humiliating.
We keep thinking it's going to get better, that somehow we'll find a groove.
Because usually it's hot sports takes. That's 98% of the show, and somehow Iggy finds those drops that are a poor representation.
Let the audience kind of give you an idea of your thoughts on Luke Gregerson joining this ball club.
Well, I didn't care for his 4.59 ERA last year, and he throws about 78 miles an hour, but I think he'll be a good addition to the pen.
It's a nice take.
I guess he will.
Blackhawks fan.
Likes the Blackhawks, can't take that out of his system, but I think he'll come here and he should help. Let's hope he helps.
That's a great take.
These are the kind of hot takes that our show has been built around.
You know, when you're building a bullpen, you need pieces, all right? You know this, Tim. You've seen
Absolutely.
The game for a long time. And what he is a piece of the bullpen that the Cardinals hope will be a very good piece.
Boy,
to that bullpen.
You said a mouthful there.
Yep.
You know. Gentlemen, if I may, since you're spitting such hot takes.
Yeah, I feel good about them.
That gets me to one more thing I'd like to tease.
We have to get better at teasing.
At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, yeah. Or later this morning if you're listening to this on Friday.
Right.
Buck Swope is debuting a brand new sode.
Wow.
Featuring the best rants of FS1 Doug.
Wow.
And here's one just to
wet your whistle.
There you go.
What's the rant about?
Nurse?
Well, I don't know why someone wouldn't want to come here.
It's not even about
Stan doesn't want to come here. He can stay right where he's at. If he doesn't want to play for the best fans in baseball, how about you just stay down there in South Florida? I don't know what it is you don't like about our town, whether it's the murder rate or the chlamydia, where we're number one. If you don't like it, then we don't want you. You stay right there with your bad self. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Very reasonable. Very good. Very good.
Reasonable.
You defended our honor. You defended our honor.
Sure. Now, that was a hot take.
Standing ovation from this crowd here tonight. At Hot Shots.
Jeez, I didn't know that was that brilliant.
Only damn good thing on the show tonight.
I don't know. I liked when Larry got spit on.
All right, that was her.
I had forgotten about that particular rant.
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago either, was it?
About a week.
I think we do what, two years ago?
I try to shut everything off. Once I leave the station, it's over with. That was August?
Nope.
Yeah, right at the trade deadline.
Oh, it's the trade deadline. Swope knows.
I would have thought that was a week ago.
Swope knows best. I know that much.
Okay.
It's time for Name That Tune. Who do we have participating in Name That Tune?
Dun-dun-dun.
Nurse?
We need a music bed.
Nurse? Oh, look, it's the hipster at Tower Crow South, Doug.
Oh, no.
Hey, Doug, what's going on?
We're going to have to clean that microphone when he's done. Just keep it clean there, hipster.
Hi, hipster.
Oh, no, this is a London Fog jacket. I have 10 members-only jackets at home.
Tim, we do need one more. Chrissy's playing.
Chrissy's playing. Hipster. That's a London Fog, you said? That's London Fog?
Oh, that's a London Fog.
So we need
one more.
They're
giving London Fog jacket.
I used to. In the 70s, I had one.
Yeah, Bob from Stranger Things has this exact jacket.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doug, Bob from Stranger Things.
It's not a bad jacket.
This is a little more chocolatey color. This is more.
Get that mic way up there by your yapper.
His is more chocolate color. This is more like a caramel.
Yeah. That goes well with your eyes. All right. You get what you can at Goodwill.
I feel like he took a shot at his attire.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Uncle Baldwin. Cute audience.
Uncle Baldwin. He's new.
Lefty Jacksmere says the CJ6 is a myth perpetuated by Iggy. Further, it isn't necessary to have two first names to be a member of the CJ6. Matthew Ehrenreich is withdrawn. He resigned this evening from the CJ6. The mayor of St. Chuck, Chrissy Runner Girl, and the hipster of Tower Grove South, Doug, they're all here to play.
Okay.
Name That Tune.
Is this where they battle against you?
Hi, Chrissy. Let's see. Three listeners identify classic TV theme songs based on short audio clues. And the winner gets a TMA swag bag with multiple T-shirts and a Robin feeding apron.
Do we just shout it out?
Doug?
I guess that's fine
with
me.
No, I think. Do we shout it out or go in order?
I would go in order.
I think you go in order.
Okay.
A hipster Tower Grove South, you drew the long straw.
That's.
Are you plastered?
A little, yeah.
Are you? Yeah, okay.
All right, you get to start things off, sir. That's a nice beat.
That's a great beat.
Guns of Navarone.
I'm not sure what the theme is, but it's a great song.
Chrissy, the action's on you.
I have no idea.
The action's on the mayor of St. Chuck.
I think this has the potential to be the worst game show in the history of this show.
Well, I think it might.
I have no clue.
Does anybody recognize that
song? Anybody at all know the name of that tune?
No.
Boy, they know it over there. That's a strong section over there, Doug.
You say MacGyver?
That's right.
Okay.
Nice work.
Very nice.
What's your name, sir? You're in first place. Jesse?
Wait, I have a question.
Justin. Oh, pardon the hell out of me for asking, all right?
Is it game shows or TV
Justin?
Shows?
Doug, is this game shows or TV shows?
It's TV shows.
Oh, Iggy told me game show.
So the game's being played under protest.
Well, she didn't know it. Justin's leading.
Well, I'll switch gears. I'll be good.
Okay.
All right, it's time for your song here, Chrissy.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now.
You know this one?
I know the song. I don't know.
And you're not so big.
Action is on you, Chrissy.
Punky Brewster.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Mayor of St. Chuck at
Hard pass.
No. No. Hipster at Tower Grove.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Did you know that or were you told that? Oh, no, Doug.
I knew it. I didn't hear anybody. Was somebody trying to tell me it?
I thought there might have been over there.
I believe him.
All right, Hipster at Tower Grove. He's an honorable guy, Doug.
He isn't, but we'll give him the point because I feel sorry for him.
I wouldn't lie to you, Doug.
All right, you got a point there.
Mayor of St. Chuck, this is your sick beat. Mayor of St. Chuck, do you recognize the sick beat?
I should. Is it Star Trek?
Yeah!
I don't want to sound like an idiot. I was like, oh my God, this is Star Trek, but I'm not sure.
Hipster Targrove South, here's your chance. Take a listen. Doug, look at this.
You don't have to dance. don't do that.
I think that's wonderful.
Sick beat, I'm sorry.
Can't hear you.
It's a sick beat, I'm sorry.
But do you know the name of the tune?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is correct. I think you'll know this one. I would think, Chrissy, take a listen.
Go ahead and hit the lever, Andy.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family.
Uh-oh, I picked up a tell.
Oh, no.
I picked up a tell. Larry's up at the dais now for some reason.
Oh, and that is Black Gold, Texas Tea.
It's the Clampets in the...
I gotta
Clampets
put
in the middle. It's the Clampets in the middle.
It's the Clampets. They're like
five,
the rich people four, who struck oil.
Yeah, and the name of the show
two,
is
Texas Tea.
One. No, I'm sorry. No. The mayor of St. Chuck.
Beverly Hillbillies.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. Doug, it's like missing a 3-foot putt.
You have to know that one to be able to vote in this country.
You miss a lot of those. There you go. Here's an opportunity for the mayor of St. Chuck to take the lead. Doug, you recognize this one.
Yes, I know this one.
Mayor of St. Chuck, is it resonating with you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
That's the easiest one, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That Hawaii 5-0.
That's correct.
Well done. Well sure done.
I was having a brain cramp whether it was that or like Peter Gunn,
Doug,
but that's the other one.
Peter so. North, Doug, what is
the mayor
score?
Has three, Hipster has two, Justin has one. Chrissy doesn't have any yet.
An opportunity, Hipster, for you right now. Here you go. Take a listen.
Sorry.
Thank you for being great.
Doug, I like how the Hipster kind of reacts to the music physically.
He feels it, Tim. Don't close your eyes and dance here.
Your heart is true.
Oh, he's singing to you.
Justin knows it.
Justin knows it as well. Hipster, what is
Golden Girls.
That is correct.
All right.
When are they going to have a show where there's a bunch of men living together?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd knock
be
it off, Hipster.
Hot.
Chrissy, you need this one. I mean, there's no way to downplay it. There's
I
no way to overstate it.
One.
Here you it's a, right, here we go.
I need an easy one.
That's a great one.
What's it?
That's a great one.
Oh, go to the next one. All right. All right. Here you go. Cat.
No clues there, Dave. No clues.
I feel a little uncomfortable. Is that a hint?
Chrissy.
My first thought is Hogan's Heroes.
First thought is Hogan's Heroes, Doug.
That's correct.
Yep. There it is on the board.
Correct. Oh, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, well done.
The first thought after Hall of Famer Dave said Prisoner of War, but yeah.
Oh, Mayor of St. Chuck is now playing under protest.
Okay, Mayor. It's the first one she's got. She's no real threat.
The next one is yours, Mayor of St. Chuck. St. Chuck, is this...
Mad About You?
That is correct. This mayor is St. Chuck. Doug, what's the score now?
Paul Reiser in the house.
He's got four. Hipster, three. Justin and Chrissy have one.
Final round. Final round. Hipster, you need to get at least one to force a playoff. With one, the mayor would ensure a playoff. Your chances right now, Hipster. Take a listen if you would. Have you got it?
King of the Hill.
That is correct.
Oh, these guys watch a lot of
King
TV.
Of
that's
he is now tied.
That's true.
Chrissy, you've been mathematically eliminated, and I'm sorry.
We couldn't be sorrier.
The crowd's not happy that
good
Chris is mathematically eliminated.
Watch your language on the way off, please.
Thank you for being.
I would like her to stay in it because then if she misses it, then I can get
but
it.
But unfortunately, that's not the way the game works. But you can win it right now. You can win it right now with this.
There. Right there for you.
Let's see here. I'm going to go to a hard one since we're.
Wow. Don't get a problem with that. Mayor St. Chuck's already protesting.
The harder, the better.
Hot. Very hot.
So good. Mayor of St. Chuck. Tim, we're going to number 18.
Number 18, Doug, on your scorecard.
Okay.
Mayor of St. Chuck, this one's for you.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right.
Hot.
Oh, I know that.
Mayor of St. Chuck for the win.
I don't have an answer for that one. Sorry.
Wow, and the crowd is not happy. Oh. Hipster, you can steal this contest right now.
Is that Knight Rider?
No. Boy, the crowd is really unhappy.
No. I bet Justin.
Justin probably knows.
Now I can't play number 20.
He got it back.
He's been eliminated, though. All right, it's sudden death now, boys. When you hear it, whoever yells it out first gets it. Andy, what are you going to?
Number 15.
Number 15 on your scorecard, Doug. All right.
Go ahead and hit the lever, Andy.
It's the internet. There it goes.
Perry Mason.
No. Little before their time. No.
That was on purpose.
Little before their time.
All right, we'll go to another one. No. Now, because people are yelling it out, so I can't.
I would have got it. Stop yelling out the answer.
You would not have got it.
The hipster is unhappy now. The hipster is unhappy with
it. You would not have got it.
Andy, where are we going now?
I absolutely would have got it.
You wouldn't have got it.
We watch it all the time.
You said the first one who yells the answer is the winner. You had a chance.
Well, the crowd isn't in this.
Number 14.
All right, number 14. The hipster, Tyler Gross South, with an incredible comeback, has just shipped Nameat Tune. And the Sea Monster has a swag bag for you. Doug, the hipster, Tyler Gross South, your favorite.
Well, he's not my favorite. His name is all over the suspension logule, and I expect it will be again before the evening is over.
Mayor of St. Chuck is playing under protest. We will review it. We will review it.
That was like watching a Week 4 exhibition NFL game.
Yeah,
wow,
right,
that was awful. Wow.
We're into the time of football season that really counts, and nothing will make your pregame tailgates and parties count more than the bold, winning flavor of Major Peter's Bloody Mary mixes. The taste of Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix is bigger, bolder, thicker, and performs better than its wussy, watered-down competitors. Made right here in the STL, award-winning Major Peter's is the Bloody Mary mix of the morning after. Try original, hot and spicy, or the works, but whatever you choose, you'll maximize flavor in a major way with Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix, St. Louis, Missouri.
You know, you're going to have relatives coming in and staying at the house on the holidays?
No, I don't.
But if you did, you'd want to have some Lena's pizza in the refrigerator. A lot of people come home to St. Louis, especially a lot of people in their 20s who move from the University of Missouri to the north side of Chicago after graduation and then engage in the single life in Chicago and then come home and want to experience St. Louis signature dishes for the holidays that they can't get anywhere else. And Lena's Pizza is one of those dishes because it's the only frozen pizza with 100% real Provel, Jack.
That is funny.
So have Lena's Pizza on hand for the holiday season.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And when people invade your refrigerator.
Ooh, what are you doing in there?
I got to tell you, if I had people stand in my house and they start going to my refrigerator, it'd be a whole thing.
But if it was relatives, they just kind of do what they want.
Elysium Restoration and Design specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget, whether it's a basic remodel or your dream project. The owner, Jason, started with an idea and a pickup truck, and over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job there is and continues to provide high-quality work to his customers. Visit online at erdstl.com or find Elysium on Facebook. Elysium Restoration and Design, trust is one of the things they build well.
Hey, it's been a wonderful week on the program, and we still have more to get to with this Hot Shots Email of the Day competition, and we have a lot of emails here. But first, let's take a look back on the week that was.
If we have to.
It's the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts!
Cuts of the week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One. And Sea Monster, who's missed your bait and switch, who never tells people, by the way, when they're running point. I sit down, and he says, you're running point. Tim's not here. It's just you and Doug. Cat's not here. So I don't want to hear any complaining from anyone.
No, you shouldn't have.
Sea Monster is a liar.
Cut two.
My first introduction to manhood came when the captain of my water polo team, Boomer Kingsley, asked me to shotgun a tall can of Bud Light in front of the whole squad at his end of the season bash. His parents were in Tahoe at the time, so we tore that weekend up. It was epic, and I was super stoked.
Cut
three.
I have so many cousins, and just met her one time. And actually, I did make out with her. We were going to go further until we started talking about our families, and I realized she was a second cousin. But anyway,
this is an answer again to the Christmas gift question.
Cut. I'll leave it at the four.
You know, that feeling you get when you're eating fries off of the tarlet in the Scottrade bathroom, and a hairy, burly gent busts into the stall and generously spices up your dish with the prairie dog from his butt fupa around the second period. Scatabooted it. That's from Tell's 12,000. And look at him. It looks like he's got himself a chin strap beard.
Cut
five.
This plowboy here, Lisa, and this guy knows a good cuck.
Yeah, they call me the cuck correspondent. So if you have any job openings in LA, let me know.
God, that'd be great.
I can see.
Cut
six. My newfound confidence gave me the courage to ask out the most popular girl in school, Lauren Stockholder, to prom that year. She rejected me, and I had to go with Stacy McMillan. But I didn't care because I was so amped on chugging with my boys.
Cut seven.
We've actually really kind of banned this guy from the show, but since he was the Blues backup goaltender, we're going to let him back on
for heaven's sake.
Joining us right now is Blues backup goaltender Daddy Padre.
Hey, what up, Dougie?
How the hell did you get on that ice?
Doug, I mean,
is that the end of it?
The backup netminder for the Blues was banned from the show for being one of the diaper crew.
I just cannot wake up from this nightmare that I'm living. How did that ever happen?
Well, he played a little college hockey, and Hutton was down. They needed somebody. That's how it happened.
Stupidest rule in all of professional sports. The fact that
Hold on, let me get the hot take bell going. Emergency goalie.
We're going to take some palooka out of the upper deck to be the goaltender. Not just for the Blues, for the other team as well.
Doug, they had a guy en route. Mike Yo was asked about
care.
It. Mike Yo said, look, I didn't even talk to the kid.
I don't care if they had somebody en route. There should be a backup goaltender there all the time. Bring Marty Brodeur out of the press box if you have to.
Nice, give
me more. The one thing you don't do, you don't pull some schlepper out of section 305 to stack the pillows. You don't do it now. You don't do it 10 years ago. You don't ever do it. If you got to carry a third backup goaltender, then by golly, that's what you carry. Somebody who might have a spare set of waffle boards and crab-handed rivet snatcher. It's not that hard to find them. You get in there and you tend the pipes. That's what you do. But you don't get somebody who has never played a game before and you have him tend the goal. Not just for the Blues, mind you. Not just for the Blues. For the other team as well. How would you like to come in here as a Boston Bruins fighting for a playoff spot? Your goalie got hurt. He got hurt in the pregame. What are we going to do? Let's look up in the bleachers and see if we can bring somebody down to play goalie for us. This should not be the case in the NHL or any other hockey league in the world. And yet we saw it. We saw it right here. And who do they pull out of the crowd? Somebody who wants me to wear diapers. I'm not going to take it. I am tired, period, of period, it, exclamation point.
They're going wild in the Mound City.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
People are shooting Snapchats of your...
You sounded like Andy Kaufman there for a minute.
Thank you very much. I was upset there, boy.
Thank you very much.
I was upset there, fellas.
Was it the diaper thing, or is it the fact that it's, you know, some college goal? But the diaper thing.
It's the fact that that's the setup in the league, and it happened to be Danny Patry. It could have been anybody more. They couldn't pick anybody else. 320 million people in the world, and we've got Danny Patry as the emergency goalie for the Blues. I'm not buying it.
What if you found out that there were Brent Johnson, Blues goalies from the past, that were also emailing stuff about diapers?
Yeah. I wouldn't be any more angry than I am now.
You see,
and did you see him in warm-ups? He looked like he'd never been on a pair of skates before. They were shooting from like 2 feet away and then patting him on the back. This is the guy who was this close to being in an NHL game.
He wasn't really that close.
He would have been.
The goalie was there.
He wasn't there till the second period.
He was there at the end of the first.
What if Allen takes a shot to the throat? To the throat I'm talking about.
Where was he
going to
leave? Where was he going
to
take
down
a shot?
We're ready. They wouldn't even let him sit on the bench.
Where's he going to? To the throat?
Right in the throat he could have taken a shot. And you can see the Ray Barilli go out there. Yep, he's not coming back. Anybody in the upper deck want to play? Come on in. That's what was going to happen. And I'm not here just going to sit around and take it. Who's the commissioner of the league? Bettman. Get Bettman on the phone.
All right, hold on.
This is a league that shouldn't be run this way.
I got Barry Weinberg's number.
Oh, be
give
fun.
Him a call. Maybe he can play goalie. It doesn't seem to matter. No credentials required. And everyone's okay with it?
It just seems like you're mad at that kid, Tyler, because of the diaper stuff.
I'm hopping mad. Oh, I'm livid.
More Doug Rants at 9 o'clock
on Swope's Peas.
Doug, are you taking a baby aspirin yet?
No.
Big Al has joined the day.
He waited like 5 minutes to make that contribution to the show.
Yeah, well, the build-up was worth it.
Thanks, Al.
Hey, Doug.
Doug, only one more thing, and then the week's shows are over, unfortunately.
Doug. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Doug, what are you down for?
Well, because I'm a little upset about the emergency backup goalie situation, Mike.
Kiss my ass.
No, pot him down. Pot him down.
He always sets him up just right.
Wow. Mike Lee has been, the charges have been troubled, fellas. He's now been suspended a period of 6 days' time. Thank you, Hotshots, for the leather-bound suspension log you. Mm.
And the pen we don't care about.
That's
don't
right.
Care so much about the pen, but maybe if another sponsor should give me a little jingle.
Yeah, get on board. Come on board.
Back in.
All right, it's time now for the Hotshots email of the day. Well, Doug, it's unbelievable because a lot of times the emailers are actually here and they wave as I read their prose.
What, did they send them in on their phone, did they?
That's right.
All right. I didn't see anybody typing anything.
What, is that illegal, Doug?
Well, I don't like it. I'll be upfront with you, as I don't like it.
Tim and Jim, I would like to bring you both in on my hot new business venture, a virtual currency called Buttcoin. Unlike the Bitcoin, the Buttcoin's value is tied directly to the fan pin's daily activities. For instance, dog threads, Injun Joe's boot picks, and any and all posts by Tim increase the value of the Buttcoin. Iggy Dinner Picks will automatically pay out dividends as the comedy value that lies within the replies are priceless. Posts by Bobby the Bleach Wurstel, posts that needlessly tag Tim, or tickle posts automatically drop the value of the currency Buttcoin. Mm. Now, where can you spend Buttcoins, you ask? Well, that's where Doug comes into the picture. Doug has selflessly opened the vault to his much-rumored Hugs and Plugs erotic catalog, where fan pinners can purchase all sorts of fun items with said butt coins. For you musician types, 500 butt coins can buy you one of Doug's rusty trombones.
Okay, that's enough.
All you
who was it, Tim?
Neil Allen, Craig.
Neil Allen, Paquette. Craig Paquette. You know what's happened to
him? And he's here and he's
suspended.
Waving.
Great American. Great American, sir.
Patriot.
Allen, Craig Paquette, suspended 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots, very much.
Morn. Ah, yes. Hot Shots Manchester. Wolf Blitzer recently ranked their tater tots as up-and-coming spuds to keep your eye on. If that's true, I'll have two orders and bring me a side of them mashed potatoes with extra chunky gravy. Oh, these tater tots aren't seasoned enough for you, boy? You don't think these sexy tots have enough crunch on them, you filthy boy hooker?
let's whisk these tots to the restroom and balance out these spuds with a bit of crunch by catching shrub cracklings round the edge of the urinal along with a steamy
asparagus. Okay, that's enough.
To wash it all down.
Tunnels 12,000.
Think about it. Yeah, so you read this? How'd you get it?
Now I recognize the writing style, Tim.
Tunnels 12,000, a.k.a. number one daddy butter churner. Yeah, it's a picture of Doug, actually, today.
That's not him. That's not him. He stole that.
Hey, wait. Boys. I know I have better odds of finding my wristwatch I lost up Doug's ass.
No. That's enough.
Who was that, Tim?
Stubby Clap.
You don't have to read them, Tim.
Seamaster orders them.
All right.
Then you had to. I really hate these online.
Full disclosure tonight, I actually left having forgotten to print the emails and had to return and thus did not screen them at all.
There is absolutely no
filter on these emails.
Well, anything can happen tonight. Anything can happen.
And everything got through.
Greetings to the dais. The holidays can be a lonely time for people, especially the live in your parents' basement types who listen to this show. No offense, guys. I used to be in that situation until I killed two birds with one stone, got off my perfect ass, and created a late-night adult chat service that employs TMA emailers called the Raunchy Rathskeller. We've been curing holiday loneliness and making money hand over colon-scented fist since I've started this. Here are some testimonials. Thanks to the hipster of Tower Grove South and his baritone voice and naughty words, I was able to kick my nasty erectile dysfunction problem. That's Tom from Arnold. Cord from New Mexico writes, I normally don't do this type of thing, but when I saw the ad, I had to call. Cucky the dwarf couldn't have been more kind, and he was able to bring me to climax using purring sounds. 8.5 for 10 stars for me. I called on a dare from my
girlfriend. How long is the email?
I called on a dare from my girlfriends, and bikini model Brittany didn't disappoint. In fact, as I write, I'm wet with lust, and my friend Jen is exploring my body with her soft, soft mouth. That's Tish from Chicago.
It is not.
If anyone is interested, we're running a Hanukkah special and are offering half off the hourly rate. Just call 1-800-TMA4-PAY. Later, babes. Nipsey, ruler of the phone line.
It wasn't Tish from Chicago. Nipsey, ruler of the phone
I need
lines.
Some check marks here, Tim.
We've been flirting since way back when. Sometimes I never want to text in again, but I want Doug to know after all these years. He's still the one. I want nibbling in my ear. He's still the one I want to talk to in bed. Still the one that slices my bread. We're still having fun, and he's still the one.
Is that the leggy blonde?
I listen to his voice every day, just waiting for him to realize we're so gay. So, Tim, you better call the taxidermist, because I'm finna mount him right here.
Okay, that's enough.
As horny as all get out. That's from Injun Joe's Can't Ride Magic, man. He's sitting right there.
I know.
And he's got a lot of support.
Especially creepy. Especially creepy.
Not bad, Injun Joe. Not bad.
That was horrible.
You're getting a check mark, sir. You're a great American.
Hey, Brian.
Morning, fellas. The Twitter universe was set ablaze by news of Doug's Tuesday colonoscopy. In fact, in the parking lot this very evening, I overheard questions like, did Doug's doctor go to a good doctor school? Is he one of those cool doctors that makes you call him by his first name? And what size wedding ring does the good doctor wear? I have to admit, the last one was my question. I just wanted to know if his ring finger is bigger than my unit. I'd hate to have some super successful doctor type as competition. On the other hand, it's like the old saying goes, pick a dentist with small hands and pick a proctologist with beefy sausage fingers.
Okay, that's enough.
Suitable for milking your prostate. That's an old saying?
Who was it, Tim?
The hipster at Tower Grove South. He's already won.
Figure.
All these emails are coming from one table.
That's a creative area right there. Bunch of artists working.
It is.
Yeah.
We've never had a day where every email got themselves suspended.
Thanks, Lipster Tower Sup. Yes, it's perfectly natural to become aroused during procedure, Doug. I was at full mast just thinking about watching someone explore your pole.
This is still the same email.
That's right.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
So Avi, the new thing to do, especially by our boy Craig Mish, is to put percentages on a player going to a specific team. I have added this to my life, so here are the percentages of things I made for dinner tonight.
Yo.
Hot Shots Tacos, 0%. Okay. Lena's Pizza, 0%.
Sure.
Chicky Chicky Nug Nug, 0%.
Oh,
Wendy's, 0%.
Nice.
Doug's Flying Ass, 100%.
Well.
Rat-a-tat-tat, me and Doug finna scat. White Collar Gangster.
Had a chance to win there, though, right to the end. White Collar Gangster has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Gangsta, okay, 2 days. Thank you, Hot Shots.
And finally,
sponsor.
Hey, Tim, I remember you talking a couple weeks ago about avoiding going to the gym after 4:30 or so and mentioned the guy who raps to himself whilst lifting. Anywho, my buddy and I worked out together yesterday at the Kirkwood Gold's Gym, hashtag chest day, hashtag gains, and towards the end of my workout, I went over to the side to do some core work. The gentleman who raps and talks to himself came up to me and said, "Why does your buddy keep smiling at me? Please let him know I don't swing that way. You see, my friend doesn't like wearing his glasses while he works out and ends up squinting a lot. Apparently, that can be misconstrued as him smiling at a large African-American gentleman whilst working out. I informed the gentleman that my friend wasn't smiling at him, and as far as I know, is a straight man. I did, however, mention that I have homoerotic thoughts when I tune my radio to 590 and hear the sweet, sweet voice of Douglas Elvin Vaughn.
Took a while to get there, didn't it?
Thanks, boys. Craig, the CPA. I don't know. I read what's in front of me.
Might be the winner. He didn't get suspended.
No.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day.
CPA. Tim, as you know, I judge it fairly by the one that makes me laugh, the one I think is the best email, and that was the gangster because he said rat-a-tat-tat.
He's not eligible. He was suspended.
No, he can
I'm
win
voting
it.
For Craig, the CPA, with a okay email.
I'm going with Injury Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
I had him, too.
So Speaker of the House is the Plowhawk, and he sure gets a very powerful.
I had you on my list, too.
Craig, the CPA.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Injury Joe.
Bang!
Yeah, Lucas!
And listen to this crowd. They couldn't be more happy.
That the show is over.
That's the Tawanda table. Fred from the poor part of the nail, do you want to say something? You just...
Well, he wants another hour.
Oh, he wants... Doug, would you like to do another hour?
Oh, would you look at the time.
Well, if you're listening on 590 right now, stick around because you have Swope's Picks,
yeah.
The Doug's Rant edition. But as we wrap up now, Doug,
yeah.
We've tonight introduced Christmas to the St. Louis area in 2017 as we watched our wrestling correspondent have a piece of pizza spit into his mouth by a local teacher.
Yeah.
And it's like the Advent candle, isn't it?
I don't think that it is.
Because
really.
It sends a message to all that Christmas is nigh and fellowship is warm and welcoming and tight, especially when you enter it.
Well, it's like stapling up the holiday lights on your house.
Yeah,
you know, it's like this is now the season.
We got a new friend of the show in LaWanda, though. That was.
I thought it was Tawanda.
Tawanda, LaWanda, something.
Doesn't seem to be locked in on the show. Yeah, right from the poor part of the nails, trying to bring her.
Yeah.
Thanks for being part of the show, Tawanda.
Fine addition.
Oh, she just blew us a kiss.
Well,
Larry, would you like to give a Christmas wish before we sign off for the holiday season? Would you like? Did you? She's got a robin feed me apron on.
Right.
Larry, would you like to read The Night Before Christmas or maybe just a thought from Lewis and Clark Community College? Either one.
I want to do a famous Santa Claus greeting, which is, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Wow, oh,
very nice,
wow, wow.
Very nice, Larry.
And yep. I'd like to give a special warning to a certain female.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to Christy Runnergill.
Oh.
Is something happening over there in the corner?
Yeah, maybe something's doing. Is something doing?
Somewhat, but I'm not going to say hashtag developing.
Hashtag developing.
Developing. But you did say it. Yeah. You did say it, though.
Okay, then.
Well, good for you, Larry. I mean, that's so good.
Yeah. For you. You look like you're sweating. Are you hot over there? Are you warm?
I know I'm hot.
Nice.
Okay.
By the way, God bless the Brian Kelly one after.
What?
By the way, if you need your home loans done.
Oh, no, not a library.
Ryan Mortgage.
Yeah. If you need your home loans done, either refinanced or get a new one, you need to talk to my buddy Ryan Kelly.
Right.
We had a chance to wrap the show 40 seconds ago.
It's on me.
Can I speak, please?
Go ahead. Sorry.
You can go visit him at his world headquarters on Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri. Or you can call him at 314. 917.
No. 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 No.
781-9700.
Thank you, C.
Right.
Or the HomeRunExpert.com. Ryan Kelly, HomeRunExpert LLC.
Very nice. That was really nice.
Smooth.
Yeah. God bless the Mike Kelly Morning After, and God bless America.
Wonderful sentiment, Doug.
Thank you, Nixie.
You feel like you're at JFK's inauguration sometimes.
Well, not so much.
Thank you to everybody for coming out for the festivities tonight. Hot Shots on Manchester. Merry Christmas to all. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After at Hot Shots on Manchester, live on 590 The Fan, KFNS.